now going to launch Microsoft Word using my voice, dictate some text, and show you some of the new advantages we have when word processing. I'll launch Microsoft Word with one of our new commands. Listen to me. Start Word.
Start Word. Start in Word. Please wait. Document 1 Microsoft Word. Edit.
I am dictating this text into the Microsoft Word application, full stop.
I am dictating this text into the Microsoft Word application, full stop.
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
The purpose of this dictation...
The purpose of this dictation...
...is to demonstrate to the listeners of the main menu program...
...is to demonstrate to the listeners of the main menu program...
...how effective voice recognition technology can be, exclamation mark.
How effective voice recognition technology can be, exclamation mark.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
As I always say when producing presentations for main menu about JSA, we're always conscious about responsiveness and speed, particularly speed at navigating through documents. And in the past, what you've had to do with voice recognition technology, such as JSA, is to use commands such as speak next character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph. Well, that's fine, but it can be a bit tedious to keep saying speak next word, etc., in order to get to the place where you want to be. We can't have one word commands because of possible confusion with text, but we can eliminate the amount of words that you need to say a little bit. Listen to me. Go to top.
Go to top, top of file.
Next word.
Am.
Next word.
Dictating.
Next word.
This.
Previous word.
Dictating.
Next line.
Blank.
Next line.
The purpose of this dictation is to demonstrate to the listeners of the main menu.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So we've just taken off the speak syntax, we've speeded things up a little bit in terms of the responsiveness, so it's much quicker for you to move through the text. So you can say next character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph, and as I described within main menu last time when I was talking about JSA Pro 4, if you say, for example, next paragraph, you're listening to the text, you realize it's not the paragraph you want, you can just say, next paragraph, the speech is cut off, and you're moved to the next paragraph and you start hearing that. So all these things put together make for really quite speedy text navigation. So what have we done with those speak commands then? Well, we haven't thrown them away entirely. We've put them to another use, and we think quite a good one. Let's just go to the bottom of the text and see what we have, just as a reminder. Listen to me. Go to bottom.
Go to bottom, bottom of file.
Speak line.
Program how effective voice recognition technology can be.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Now, I can't remember, because I've been talking to you, whether I've dictated a full stop or period at the end of that sentence. So there are a number of ways I could potentially check it. I could either, if I could use the keyboard, press the left arrow key. Or I could use the JAWS Say Previous Character keystroke. Or, if I was using this technology, as I've just demonstrated, I could say Previous Character. But all of those methods actually move the cursor from its original location. So you've got to do something else to put the cursor back in the right place. So if I said previous character, I would hear whether I'd got a full stop or not, but I'd then have to say next character or go to bottom in order to get to the end of the text to make sure that I could resume my dictation. So it's an extra step in the process. Wouldn't it be great if we could have screen reading commands that didn't move the cursor at all? Well, we do have, and this is the new function of the speak commands, because we can say speak previous character, word, line, sentence, and paragraph, and the cursor remains static, but you hear the text unit that you've asked for. And that really is screen reading, or is it? Because let's say, for example, you said speak previous paragraph, but the contents of that paragraph were not actually visible on the screen. We don't care about things like that. We will certainly read you the previous paragraph, but again, the cursor will remain static. So we're really not reading the screen at all, but we are actually doing what you've asked us to do. So I should be able to verify by using the speak previous character command whether, in fact, I've got a full stop at the end of this text. Listen to me. Speak previous character.
Exclaim.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
I proved my point because I'd forgotten about the exclamation mark that I dictated. Now, if I use the conventional JAWS speak character command here...
Space.
You'll hear that I'm actually on the space after the exclamation mark. That's where the cursor is at the moment. So the feature really does work. I'll give you a great example of where this would be brilliant, and that is with tables. Now again, we've really ripped out all of the old commands that we had for tables and produced some new ones, so you can do things like, say, next column, next row, etc. But you can also say, move right 10 columns, or move down 20 rows, so you can really get around tables very fast indeed. But also, imagine a situation where you've got a 5-column table, you're in column 3, and you want to hear the first cell in the row. You don't want to move there, that would be rather pointless, because you might want to then say next row in order to move down a row, but you want to stay in column 3. But you do want to hear the first cell in the row. Well, now you can do that. You just say speak beginning of row, and you'll hear the contents of cell 1. Similarly, you can say things like speak top of column, and you'll hear the first cell in that column, but you won't actually move there at all. The cursor remains static. We do have commands so that you can move to those different elements within a table, but in fact, these speak commands do what they say. They just speak the information, and the cursor remains where it was. I can now demonstrate that to you, because I've got quite a complex Microsoft Word table here, and I'm going to move through some of the elements of the table by using some of the commands that we have. So I'm actually in row 1 of the table at the moment. Listen to me. Next row.
Number of columns changed to 12 from 11. Blank cell, row 2.
Next row.
10.00, 11.00, row 3.
Next column.
Company 1, group 1.
Next column.
Company 2, group 2.
Next column.
Company 3, group 3.
Move right 5 columns.
Company 8, group 8, column 9, row 3.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Now, of course, JAWS is reading the column headers correctly because I've marked up the table with bookmarks to ensure that it does that, but you can see that the movement commands are very responsive. Even when I said move right 5 columns, it didn't take it very long to do that. Now, I think it said that I was in column 9 there, so I want to just read the first cell in the row, and then we'll check to make sure that the cursor is where it should be. Listen to me. Speak cell.
Company 8, group 8, column 9, row 3.
Speak beginning of row.
10.00, 11.00.
Speak cell.
Company 8, group 8, column 9, row 3.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Okay, so I said speak cell to verify where I was, and then speak beginning of row read me that information, the first cell in the row, and then I said speak cell again to prove it to you that we were where we should be. Users of JSA Pro 5 will notice that we're giving even more support within Microsoft Word when documents are being formatted. Listen to me. Heading 2.
Heading 2. Heading level 2 has been set.
The main menu program, new paragraph.
The main menu program, new paragraph.
Normal text.
Normal text. Normal text has been set.
I like the main menu program because of...
I like the main menu program because of...
New paragraph.
New paragraph.
Bullets on.
You are creating a bulleted list. Bullets on.
The high quality programming...
The high quality programming.
New line.
New line.
Regular product reviews. New line.
Regular product reviews. New line.
The new mailing list allowing people to ask questions. Full stop. New line.
The new mailing list allowing people to ask questions. Full stop. New line.
Normal text.
Normal text. Normal text has been set.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
So first of all, I applied a new heading at level 2, so the font attributes would have been changed from the regular text output. Then I went back to normal text, and then after dictation of a small paragraph, I created a bulleted list. And we got some great feedback, didn't we, while we were doing that. Now, I should be able to verify that my bulleted list has been applied. Listen to me. Previous line.
Bullet, the new mailing list allowing people to ask questions.
Previous line.
Bullet, regular product
Previous
reviews.
Line.
Bullet, the high quality programming.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Yep, the bullets have been applied because when I was using the previous line command, I did hear the term bullet. One of the things I'd suggest that many screen reader users have had difficulty with in the past is perhaps working through long Microsoft Word documents, or more likely, manipulating them. And the problems I'm referring to are things like sluggishness in terms of responsiveness, perhaps all of the text on a given line isn't being read in its entirety, it may be truncated. There are often problems with email messages sometimes, where you don't hear all of the text you expect to hear, or you get unexpected behaviour. Well, these issues can usually be resolved by working through a number of things. For example, in Microsoft Word, it's our experience that normal view gives the best reading experience for JAWS. A zoom of 75% is good. With Word and Outlook, the windows should be maximised, and there are a number of other attributes as well that you can apply to ensure that you really do have an excellent reading experience when working with email messages and Microsoft Word documents. And we've put all these together in a mode which we call accessibility mode. When accessibility mode is enabled, and it is by default, and of course you can control it through the wizard, your email messages and Microsoft Word documents are constantly being monitored. So if any of those parameters which I've mentioned, and quite a number of others too, get changed in any way, then accessibility mode will instantly change them back to the way that we think they should be. So if someone's emailed you a Microsoft Word document as an attachment, and they've saved that document in 100% view print layout, the accessibility mode, if it's enabled, is instantly going to change that document to normal view 75%. Let me show you how this works. I'm going to go into the view menu of Microsoft Word now.
Menu, view menu, normal checked, N.
Okay, and I'm going to arrow down to print layout view.
Web layout, print layout V.
I'm going to press enter on it.
Leaving menus, edit.
And now I'm going to go back into the view menu.
Menu, view menu, normal checked, N.
And we're in normal view. However, there is one exception to this, and that is that if you're in an employment setting, for example, you may be required to use Microsoft Word-based forms. And in those situations, it's ideal if you can read forms in print layout view. So one of the many things that accessibility mode is constantly doing is to analyse the document to determine whether or not it contains a Microsoft Word form. Now, the Microsoft Word form, of course, must comply with accessibility guidelines for creating forms. And if it does, then it will automatically switch to print layout view. I can show you this because I actually do have a Microsoft Word form that I use for demonstration purposes. I can go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
And I've got Word form as a shortcut here.
Word form, W.
I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus, Start button. Document to Microsoft Word, print view.
And immediately you can tell we're in print layout view. I can just confirm that if I go to the view menu.
Menu, view menu, normal, N.
And you'll hear that normal is not checked. If I arrow down, you should hear print layout is checked.
Menu, view menu, normal, web, print layout checked, E.
And it is. Now, we've done quite a bit of work with Microsoft Word forms. We were quite good, but not perfect with forms. But we think we now are, so let's try and navigate this one. Listen to me. Move down.
Title, drop-down, MR, 1-4 items.
Open the box.
Open the box, context menu, MRM.
Move down one.
MRS.
Move down one.
Miss.
Move up one.
MRS.
Confirm that.
Confirm that. Leaving menus. Print view. Drop down title MRS 2 of 4 items.
Move down 1.
First name. Edit.
Mary.
Mary.
Move down 1.
Last name. Edit.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Move down 1.
In which format would you prefer to read written material? Standard print checkbox unchecked.
Move down 1.
In which format would you prefer to read written material? Large print checkbox unchecked.
Check the box.
Check the box. In which format would you prefer to read written material? Large print checkbox checked.
Stop listening.
Stop listening.
Okay, there are lots more components we could have filled in that form, but first of all, we had a combo box where we were asked to select the person's title, so I chose Mrs., and then I filled in a couple of edit boxes, and then checked a box relating to the format the lady would prefer to read written material in. So we can interact with forms extremely well.